Good morning. I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Adam Jackson, who's CEO of Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle and the winner of a second Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award for his work on a social justice-focused summer debate camp, the Eddie Conway Liberation Institute. Adam, welcome.
Thank you for having me, David.
Talk a little bit about Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle. What is it?
So Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle, or LBS for short, is an organization run by young folks under the age of 30. And our focus is on public policy, training young folks in public policy, and also training them how to debate and do advocacy work. And so we try to unite the two by doing that through policy debate. And so one of the things that I do, as a young person, I did debate for all of high school and college. And so I try to pass that knowledge on to young people and translate that the academic work into activism. And so that's the thrust of the work that we do at LBS.
Good. Tell us a little bit about the debate camp.
Well, the name of it is the Eddie Conway Liberation Institute, or ECLI for short. And the reason why we even started doing it last year is because we saw a void in the current market of debate camps that students could take advantage of. Because usually the way that it works is that, you know, big universities have, you know, debate programs where they give subsidies for, like, programs to do their debate programs to do debate camps. So Michigan and Harvard and all these other big universities, you know, they do debate camps every summer. They don't really have to pay for anything. And, you know, it's really like real broad academic research. But what we found was there was a void in the market of debate camps in terms of talking about social justice issues and cultural identity development. Because part of the innovations that have happened here in Baltimore with my colleagues in LBS is that we made an innovative style of argumentation in college debate that more people were interested in learning about, you know, combining your debate skills with social justice skills and being an advocate. That's basically what we do in LBS. And so there was no camp that really fit that bill. And so we decided to do one here in Baltimore, and we decided to do one at Morgan State and at HBCU because there's no camp like that that exists in the country. And so now, you know, this year we had 33 students, and, you know, it was really diverse in terms of the types of students that came. And, you know, the types of arguments that they come up with, people think when you talk about, like, race and identity and other things, you're really limited. But when you take it from the ivory towers and you bring it back down to where the students are, it really creates all this space for really innovative thinking and ideas about how to approach, you know, public policy issues.
What's next?
Well, there's a lot of things that we're doing, that LBS is doing as an organization. But the primary thing we're trying to do at Morgan, we're trying to create a debate team at Morgan State, which would be the only policy debate team at a HBCU in the United States, historically black college. And we're trying to recruit a bunch of students at Morgan. It's going pretty well in terms of generating interest. We're just trying to get ourselves in a position to where the team can sustain itself financially. And so that's going pretty well. And as an organization, we're just trying to make sure we can recruit more students to be a part of our program. We actually launched a program during the academic year called the Walter Carter Leadership Institute. It's essentially what we did in the camp, but just during the school year. It's a free academic program where we recruit students to come. They learn about debate, but they can also come to Annapolis with us when we're going to go up there during the session to help pass some laws and do some advocacy work. So, you know, there's lots of stuff going on. And we want to focus on young people because those are the folks that are going to take over when we finish.
Right.
You know, so we're trying to just recruit students to get involved and be leaders.
That's great. Adam, thank you for joining me today.
Most definitely. Thank you.
For more of this interview with this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.